fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty festive greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the December 30th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with African men's football. We're now 10 days away to the start of the Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Cameroon, the continent's football showpiece. 24 teams have been drawn into six groups of four each for the opening round. Group D features Egypt, Nigeria, Sudan, and Guinea-Bissau. For a look at Group D, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted African football analyst Emmanuel Okara.
Group D of the upcoming African Cup of Nations in Cameroon has an interesting matchup of teams that have left their mark in the tournament, especially in the maiden edition in 1957 that was hosted by Sudan and won by Egypt. Interestingly, when the tournament started in 1957, we had only four participants: Sudan, the host country, Egypt, Ethiopia, and South Africa. South Africa were eventually disqualified because of their apartheid policy, and Egypt went on to beat Ethiopia in the finals 4-0 to lift the maiden edition. It was finally in 1970 when Sudan hosted again that they won the tournament. So far, Egypt has won the African Cup of Nations 7 times. Nigeria has won it 3 times. Sudan once, while Guinea-Bissau first participated in the AFCON in 2017 and 2019 respectively, and they crashed out from the group stage. And the way it is, all the three countries will definitely want to add to what they have done in the tournament in the past. Maybe Egypt will want to go for their 8th title. The last time they won was in 2010. Nigeria, for their 4th title, the last time they won was in 2013. While Sudan, the last time they won was in 1970. You never can tell. Anything can happen in football. That's in a nutshell, it's a bedside view of the teams in Group D.
Some football analysts think that Nigeria and Egypt are favorites to make it from the group. Do you agree?
On paper, Egypt and Nigeria look good to qualify from Group D. But in football, you can never be too certain because anything can happen. Except maybe if the sun rises from the north and sets in the south, then Sudan and Guinea-Bissau will qualify in place of Nigeria and Egypt. Nigeria and Egypt are eminently qualified because of the wide array of players they have making waves in the various leagues they ply their trade. For Egypt, for example, you have Mohamed Salah, you have Mohamed Elneny, not to talk of the bulk of their players from Zamalek and the other great club sites in Egypt where their team is drawn from. Nigeria, the bulk of Nigeria's players are drawn from different parts of Europe. And both teams have everything it takes to qualify from the group. But don't rule out Sudan. Sudan definitely can play the role of a dark horse because if you look at their players, their club sites, they've been doing well in the African in CAF competitions. And you never can tell because right now, while Egypt and Nigeria has a wide array of players, in Sudan, the superstar is the team. All the players will play for the team, will play collectively for the team. So you never can rule out Sudan. But of Guinea-Bissau, they are there to make up the numbers. There's no way they will win the tournament.
Other football analysts also think that Sudan and Guinea-Bissau are capable of causing upset. What's your take on this?
Like I said earlier, the only time Sudan and Guinea can qualify for the next round ahead of Egypt and Nigeria is when the sun rises from the north and sets in the west. They are there. They are there, I repeat, to make up the numbers. But this is football. Anything can still happen. But I'm sticking out my neck. Nigeria, Egypt will qualify for the next round.
That's African football analyst Emmanuel Okara. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Emmanuel Amuneke, former Nigerian player, former Tanzanian coach. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Many thanks. Remain blessed and stay safe. God bless you.
In African athletics, 2021 will be remembered as the most successful year in Uganda's history. Team Uganda tallied a record 4 medals at the Tokyo Olympics, and there were also moments of triumph and brilliance at the Paralympics in Japan. Magume Davis Rakawinge joins us now from Kampala for a look back at some of the highlights this year in Ugandan athletics. Sporty festive greetings, Magume.
Sporty festive greetings to Tusane and our listeners.
This is going to be an electric last 500 meters. Cheptegei is preparing to put himself in the right position, but there are an awful lot of quick men queuing up behind him. They take the bell in the final of the men's 5,000 meters. Joshua Cheptegei, a national hero, an icon in Uganda, striking out to try and secure their first goal. Cheptegei leads. It's Kimeli in second for Kenya. He's closing, but not quickly enough. The world record holder becomes the Olympic champion. At last, Joshua Cheptegei secures the gold he has craved for years. So many runs, so many thousands of kilometres. And after the near miss in the 10,000 metres, he's done it. He's climbed the mountain. Uganda's first champion over 5,000 metres. He's done it with his compatriot. He's done it with heart. He's done it with passion. And he's proven that as a world record holder, he can come and deliver under pressure when the times are irrelevant. What a night it's going to be in Uganda. Cheptegei has taken one of the ultimate crowns.
Joshua Cheptegei, Uganda's long-distance runner and team captain's silver in 10,000 meters and a gold in 5,000 meters at the Tokyo Japan Olympics made him Uganda's best runner and arguably the best in the athletics world. Cheptegei said he was a relieved man.
When I crossed the finish line, I felt like I had never run, to be sincere with you. I just completed the race and I was not feeling any pains anywhere. The joy just overtook all the pains and, you know, all the worries, and I was now happy, and the setback of the silver was now gone, and I was headed for something great. Greatness now was just within me.
His compatriot, Jacob Kiplimo, grabbed the bronze in 10,000 meters. Kiplimo went on to smash world half marathon record, clocking 57:31 as he broke Kenya's Kibiot Kandy's record at the EDP Lisbon half marathon. Kiplimo tells the Sunny Side of Sports that the year 2021 was amazing, despite affecting the majority of his other colleagues, runners who did not get a chance to shine because of COVID-19 protocols.
All of the athletes was not even the perfect year, but for us, we did our best. But I'm telling you, our athletes everyone was strong, was training seriously. The problem was all this COVID, you know, they bring a lot of challenges, because if they just take, if you are not a star, they cannot take any race. But that was a big problem for the upcoming athletes. But I know, maybe let's pray that this COVID will be finished. Next year, we have a lot of athletes. Maybe they will go out and then they will run well.
Peruth Chemtai made history when she became the first Ugandan woman to win a gold medal at the Olympics, winning 3,000 steeplechase run. Another main highlight of the year was the Paralympics, where Uganda won bronze through runner David Emong. But it was a young paraswimmer, Husna Kukundakwe, that became a darling of sorts, often speaking on behalf of the Ugandan team despite her young age. After participating at the Paralympics, Husna said she was, in two quotes, living her dream. The 14-year-old made history when she competed in the women's 100 meters breaststroke swimming race, where she finished sixth. Husna became the youngest competitor at the 2020 Tokyo Paralympics Games and the first Ugandan paraswimmer at the Games. Husna was born with no right lower arm and slightly a deformed left hand. She said she believes the Paralympics will help change the negative perceptions the society has on people living with disabilities.
I feel like I could even touch the clouds because just I'm the youngest here, and just seeing how the others are doing and just swimming with them is kind of the start of my journey, and I'm just really excited to see how far I'll go. Most parents who give birth to children with disabilities just abandon them, and when they're watching the Paralympics, they will realize that the choice they made was really bad, and they should have rather supported their children to achieve the dreams that they've wanted to do. And even sports alone can help raise your confidence.
Namai Mawerere, the spokesperson of Uganda Athletics Federation, tells the Sunny Side of Sports that the year 2021 was a massive success ever for Ugandan runners.
We have world champions, yeah, in the Olympics. We performed very well, the best ever for Uganda. And currently, when you look at our standards and the level, yes, world over, we are among the top three in the world. So it's really a very big achievement for Uganda, and we hope next year will be the same.
Sports analyst Leonie Senyange agrees.
Four medal haul at the Olympics, the biggest for Uganda in since their participation. And key therein was the first female medalist, Olympic medalist for Uganda, coming through in Peruth Chemtai. So at the end of the day, Uganda definitely can count its successes this year. Several records on the track and half marathons from Joshua Cheptegei and Jacob Kiplimo. They've suddenly ticked all the boxes for this year.
Senyange, who is also the vice chairperson of the Uganda Sports Press Association, says continuity is the key. He says Uganda must make deliberate efforts to invest in raw talent and improve sports infrastructure. Moses Kiprotich, the 2012 Olympics marathon gold medalist, says he was impressed with Uganda's performance this year.
I'm very happy because in Uganda, medals, like Olympic medals, are countable. They are not even 10 in total. I think they are about 10, or other countries are having like 1,000. So I'm happy that this is happening during my era, when I'm still alive and I see things happen. And also, like for me, an example, I'm a good example in my country, Uganda, to show the young ones that you can still run and be a better person. All these athletes got inspired when I won the Olympic gold medal in 2012 London Olympics. And it was 40 years down the road. No single medal. So I see sports is moving to another level in my country.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda, wishing you a blessed new year.
Thanks, Mugume. Wishing you a blessed new year, too. And happy and healthy new year to all of our Sunny Side of Sports listeners.
Hello, listeners. My name is Namawe Mawerere. I'm the spokesperson of Uganda Sports Federation. And you are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders. I encourage our Sunny Side of Sports listeners to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Once again, my Twitter handle, at VOA Sunny Sports. In National Basketball Association action, Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies was Wednesday night's top scorer. Morant fired in a season-high 41 points to help lead the Grizzlies past LeBron James and the visiting Los Angeles Lakers, 104-99. LeBron led Los Angeles with 37 points one day before his 37th birthday. So let's give LeBron a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute. One of basketball's greatest ever players was born December 30th, 1984 in Akron, Ohio. Meanwhile, the other NBA team based in Los Angeles, the Clippers, scored a road victory Wednesday night in Boston, as we hear now from the AP's Ben Thomas.
Marcus Morris led LA with 23 points and 10 rebounds, while Eric Bledsoe chipped in with 17 points, 10 in the fourth quarter, including a key three-pointer down the stretch, as the Clippers beat the Celtics 91-82. Bledsoe on the key to victory.
Everybody played a great flow with each other, took our shots when we had them and knocked them down.
Jaylen Brown led Boston with 30 points, but was just 1 for 13 on three-pointers.
We missed a lot of shots.
Both clubs were shorthanded. The Clippers signed forward James Ennis III on a 10-day contract Tuesday evening.
Then I was like, okay, cool. I was like, let me go to the gym. So I go to 24-hour fitness. Go there, lift real quick, do some cardio run.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Thanks, Ben. In the western U.S. city of Phoenix, Arizona, the Phoenix Suns scored their NBA-leading 27th win of the season. The Suns beat the visiting Oklahoma City Thunder by 18 points. The AP's George Tanner reports from Phoenix.
Devin Booker had a season-high tying 38 points, including 9 points in the final period to help the Suns snap a two-game skid and defeat the Thunder 115-97. Booker says it was important to get the win in many ways.
We definitely didn't want to lose three, especially after the last one. That was tough on us, too. So, you know, just moving on to next game mentality.
JaVale McGee had 16 points and 8 rebounds. Cameron Payne, 16 points and 7 assists for the Suns.
We basically just knuckled down and put all our frustration and aggression on defense in. And once we start getting stops, I always say it, it fueled our offense. And tonight it did it.
Ty Jerome, 24 for the Thunder, who were missing three starters.
It's going to be a 48-minute game. They're going to make runs. We're going to make runs. Let's just stay poised throughout and keep fighting. And, you know, we did that for the most part. Around a six-minute mark in the fourth, they hit some big shots, and we got a little sticky, and that kind of stings because, you know, we fought for so long. But a good team like that, they're going to make you pay.
George Tanner, Phoenix.
Thanks, George. Other winners on Wednesday night in the NBA were the New York Knicks, the Charlotte Hornets, the Chicago Bulls, the Utah Jazz, and the Sacramento Kings. The game between the San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat, scheduled to be played in Texas, was postponed due to the NBA's COVID-19 health and safety protocols. The coronavirus has been sweeping through the NBA and other sports leagues, sidelining players and forcing them to quarantine. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Samson Omale joins us once again with an end of year spicy African sports package. Sporty greetings, Samson.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. We begin the summary of the latest Africa sports update with teams' preparations ahead of the biggest football showpiece on the African continent, the African Cup of Nations, scheduled to begin on January the 9th. Ethiopia's national football team were the first to arrive in Cameroon for the 2021 African Cup of Nations. The Ethiopians traveled to Cameroon with a 28-man squad after the Country Football Federation summoned three players to join the 25-man squad initially selected for the continental showpiece. Ethiopia will face Egypt, Nigeria, and Guinea-Bissau in the group that evolves in Garoua. Webetu Abati is a coach of the Wailea Stars.
Early to arrive Cameroon, not early to preparation. As you know that, the other teams maybe they start their preparation before, 1 day, 2 days before. So we arrive now. It's a young team. Most of them, they are at the home base team, players. We have two players playing outside. So if you have the young players, there is energy, there is the motive to play. So this is the strong part.
Elsewhere, Ferwafa, the Rwandan football buddy, on Wednesday confirmed that its senior men's national team, Amavubi, will play two international matches with the Sili national of Guinea. The Guinean side, who are bound for the 2021 African Cup of Nations in Cameroon, arrived in Kigali earlier this week for a training camp which ends on January the 6th. Ferwafa disclosed that Rwanda will play the two friendly matches against Guinea on Sunday and 4 days later at the Amahoro Stadium in Kigali. Meanwhile, Guinea's head coach Kaba Diawara has made it clear that camping in Rwanda will give them a good environment to prepare better for the upcoming AFCON in Cameroon. And to Nigeria, where the Football Federation on Wednesday announced the appointment of Jose Pissarro as the new head coach of the Super Eagles. Pissarro's appointment was announced in a statement by Ademola Olajire, the NFF's Director of Communications. According to the statement, the NFF Executive Committee endorsed the proposal for the appointment of Pissarro at a virtual meeting. Olajire noted, however, that the appointment of Pissarro will take effect after the African Cup of Nations in Cameroon. Some football fans have expressed mixed reaction to the appointment.
I think Gennaro leaving, was a decision long overdue. But you ask yourself again, why would you send a manager that has been with the team for over 5 years away, just a few weeks to a major tournament, and then you brought in a Guevoin that, you know, was once with the team and failed with the team?
For me, I think the Nigerian Football Federation has done what they want to do. It's not tidy. It's not the best approach to have adopted, but they have done it. There's nothing anybody can do about it.
For me, Nigeria employing two coaches within 10 days, within 2 weeks, shows that all is not well with football administration in Nigeria.
Away from the African Cup of Nations now, as 2021 draws to a close, let's look at some of the major sporting highlights that defined the African continent in the outgoing year, from football to athletics, basketball, boxing to the UFC, and even the World Safari Rally making a comeback in Kenya in the course of the year. African sports stars grabbed the headlines also when the continent staged the inaugural Basketball African League, a major milestone in 2021 as the continent continued to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. There were several basketball competitions as well as several youth basketball programs which tipped off around Africa this year. Lau Dieng, Global Ambassador for Basketball African League, speaks on the inaugural Premier Basketball Competition for clubs on the continent.
Basketball in general in Africa is on the way up, and I think we got to be excited for it. And I think our players have done their best to get better. I think now the pressure is on us and the rest of the leaders to really step up and not let our players down. We've shown that the talent is there, you know, and now when you go across Africa and the game is growing, now we got to grow everything else. We got to grow the facilities. We got to, you know, focus on how do we make the game better.
While Cameroon hosted the women's Afro basket, Rwanda hosted the FIBA Afro basket for men shortly after the BAL. And for Dieng, he believes there are many things to celebrate about Rwanda and basketball in 2021 on the African continent.
And Rwanda has been so stable, not only having a good team, but basically carrying the torch and the flag for Africa right now. And to be a part of that in East Africa has been amazing. And I think there's other countries that I really believe have the talent, you know, Burundi, Somalia. I really believe that the talent is there. It's just about getting it together and organizing. There's a lot of players that I know from those countries that can play basketball.
Staying with the review of 2021, let's head up to the East African country of Uganda, where 2021 will go down as a bittersweet year for Ugandan sport. While the men's senior national football team failed to qualify for the 2022 AFCON, strong impressions were made in athletics. Donald Rukari is the president of the Uganda Olympics Committee. He says 2021 was a pretty good year for Ugandan sports.
So we're able to take a team to Tokyo, 25 athletes, and they made a historical performance. We had, for the first time, a female rower in Kathleen Noble, a boxing female, Nanziri. Peruth Chebutai got her gold medal in the 3,000 steeplechase. Joshua, as you all know, got his medals in the 3,000 and the 10,000, as well as Jacob.
Looking ahead to 2022, he says attention will now be turned to the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham.
So we're going to be preparing for a number of games. The Commonwealth Games are one of them. We also have the Islamic Games, which hopefully will be in Turkey. We also have the Africa Games, which we're waiting to hear. They were supposed to be in Ethiopia. But the main center games are going to be the Commonwealth Games 2022.
Bernard Oguel, General Secretary of the National Council of Sport in Uganda, speaks on how 2021 has been for Ugandan sports.
The year remains significant, historic, and very, very appreciative year for us that we shall not forget in our lifetime.
In South Africa, 2021 was also a mixed bag for South African sports, from the leadership problems with its cricket board and management to the ousting of Bafana Bafana from the 2021 AFCON. It was not a year South Africans will celebrate too many good things in sports, save for some brilliant performance by some of the athletes at the Tokyo Olympics. ROC Nation Sports Director of Operations in Africa, Isaac Lugodi Katwe, says the sports industry in South Africa needs to change in a lot of ways, and drastically too.
What we've noticed is, first and foremost, South Africa has one of the best, if not the best market when it comes to sports in the world. This is a beautiful, the direction and where it's going, it's endless. It has such a potential. However, that potential can't be maximized if everybody has egos and it's very for me, for myself. If you have that for myself mentality and not a mentality that's like, let's do what's right, then it's gonna have a fall. And you can see there's so many clubs and federations and unions that are so undercapitalized, and that undercapitalization is basically crippling the market.
So looking back at 2021 from a purely journalistic perspective, I asked Victor Iroli, a sports journalist based in Abuja, Nigeria, Alfred Sarke, a former football referee also based in Nigeria, as well as Deji Ogembo and Okpeyemi Akiode, who are both radio sports presenters in Jos, to sum up their impressions of Afke's performance in 2021.
I would say 2021 was a mixed bag for Africa sports in a number of ways. As usual, we had the Olympics this year and had the Paralympics. Africa didn't fare badly at the Olympics, and of course at the Paralympics, Nigeria remains a dominant force in Paralympics, and they did Africa proud. And at the Olympics, it was also not a bad showing for African countries, like the likes of Kenya, Ethiopia dominated the long distances. And then we had inroads from the likes of Tunisia in the areas of karate. We had the likes of South Africa picking up medals here and there.
For me, it wasn't a good year for African sports, especially at the Olympics. That's the biggest sporting event ever globally. So our performance as Africans was poor. We had just a total haul of 37 medals, which compared to other Olympics is the worst performance. So I think that was a low for us.
We saw a change in guard at the helms in CAF, with Patrice Motsepe being crowned the new CAF president, taking over from Ahmad. After all the controversies, I'll probably put that as a low point to a game.
And I think the biggest of them had to be, the failed drug test for Blessing Okagbare. I think those were really low moments.
It's back to you, Sonny, and have a happy, prosperous 2022.
Thanks, Samson, and wishing you a happy and prosperous 2022, too. And thank you, Samson, for all your sporty contributions this year. Looking ahead to the New Year's Eve edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on Friday, I'll chat with Dan Friedel about some of this year's sports highlights here in the USA, including the Super Bowl of American-style football and the National Basketball Association Finals. And that wraps up the December 30th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington.
And that's the sunny side of sports.